House Redistricting Committee Chair, Carrollton Republican Bert Solomons, says he does not have a map yet, so don't ask him about one. But his committee has started hearing how people across the state would add 4 new congressional seats to Texas. That included 2 proposals by the Texas Latino Redistricting Task Force, a coalition of Latino advocacy groups. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund's Nina Perales laid out the proposals.
Both of the plans that you see here today contain 9 Latino majority districts for Texas. We believe that all of these districts are required by the Federal Voting Rights Act to prevent dilution of Latino voting strength.
That includes 1 new congressional district in South Texas and another in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. One of the proposals also included a major redesign of the district currently held by Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett.
Plan C-108 unites the substantial Latino populations of South San Antonio and Southeast Austin, along with the communities that are along the I-35 corridor between San Antonio and Austin.
That change could make it harder for Doggett to win re-election. It would also be hard for a Republican to win, but it would be friendlier to a Hispanic Democrat. Perales says the point of the district isn't to elect a particular person or race, but to give Hispanics the chance to make that final decision of who will win. Austin Democrat Donna Dukes would like to see changes made as well, but she wants more of a city core plus East Austin approach. She expects such a district would be friendly to Congressman Doggett, but added that's not really the point.
If we discuss this district as a community of interest, not as an individual to whom it, you know, is heir apparent to belong, but as a community of interest, our arguments become stronger.
In other words, show the importance of keeping a community together, as opposed to keeping any congressman in office. Democrats say Austin was ripped apart during the 2003 redistricting. The county was divided into 3 different districts, with 1 running to Houston, 1 to San Antonio, and 1 reaching all the way to the Mexican border. Does Dukes expect this round of redistricting to go better than 2003?
When you have no place else to go, but from bad, you might as well have hope that we'll get to something better.
The dramatic increase in the state's Hispanic population could temper any blatant partisan politics this time around. Senate Redistricting Chair Amarillo Republican Kel Seliger says so far, none of the congressional maps he's drawn give all of the 4 new districts to Republicans. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.